Shvius, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Ad Kama Mizablan. So we said earlier, there's a certain period of time or a certain time of the year that we are allowed to go and put out the zevel in the field. Question is how much zevel? In this mission, it's asking how much zevel is one allowed to bring out? Ad kam mizavlin. So ad sholosh sholosh ashpatois leveso shall eser eser mashpelos shall lesech lesech. So sholosh sholosh means three heaps. Sholosh sholosh ashpatos. Ashpatos are heaps. Three heaps. Leveso. There are three heaps in an area that's a besa, which we've known from the past is 2,500 amas, 2,500 square amas. That in each of these heaps shall eser eser mashpelos. There are 10 mashpelos are like crates for fertilizer. And how much fertilizer was in each crate? It was a lesach. A lesach is a certain measurement that a donkey would carry. This is the measurement in total that one would have. This is a minimum shear. That would be three heaps for every besa, and that the heaps would be precisely, or at least, 10 of these crates, and these are the size of the crates that each crate can hold this lesach. Now, how much was a lesach? The Rav says each lesach was 15 sa'a. So one can think if each lesach was 15 sa'a and each crate held a lesach, so there were 10 crates in each heap, therefore there were 150 sa'a for each heap. And there should be a picture below. So the minimum shear is within each heap, it has to be 10 mashpelos. And the Tver Sol explains that less than this, people would say that he's doing this now just to fertilize his field. Therefore you have to fill up 10 mashpelos in each heap. Maisifin ala mashpelos. The Mishnah says that we're allowed to add on to the mashpelos, which means that if one of the heaps has 10 mashpelos, one can add 11, 12, however much he wants. Ve'ein maisifin ala ashpatos. This is the way the Rav explains. But one is not allowed to add heaps, meaning you can only have three heaps per 2,500 square amas, but you cannot have more heaps in that area, because the more heaps you have in a certain area, it'll more look like you're fertilizing the area, when really all you're doing is setting them up for the next year. And again, like we said in the previous Mishnah, this is when the land was drier. Rabbi Shimon Omer afal ashpatos. Rabbi Shimon says, not only is one allowed to add mashpelos and make the heaps very large, but he's even allowed to make more than three heaps in a besa. It doesn't matter. And the way the Rav explains, once people see that you have a large heap, because you will have heaps, so once they see at least one large heap, they'll know that all the subsequent heaps are there just for gathering, and one is obviously not fertilizing right now, he's preparing. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rav Shimon here.